who we ask to pray with us about a certain thing. We have to really be careful about those kind of things. Jesus did say, take care and what you believe and what you hear. Where is that verse for with what you hear?
It will be measured to you.
Yeah. Is that in Matthew?
Well,
I believe it is.
It's in Matthew 4:24.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we talked about that earlier today. It's in Mark 4:24. I'm over in Matthew. Let me get over into Mark. But it's Mark 4:24. Be careful, you know, what you hear. And that's for good and for bad. And it's, here it is again. Take care of what you listen to. By your standard of measure, it shall be measured, and more shall be measured besides for whoever has. To him more shall be given. Is that the scripture you're
mm-hmm.
talking about?
Yes.
Now, folks, that works on the negative and also on the positive side. Take care of what you listen to. Some of you are listening to way too much negative.
That's right.
You need to get away from that. It is spiritual poison. And goes on, for whoever has, in other words, you may have a little faith, to him more shall be given. Whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him.
Wow.
Well, that's pretty critical. We got to watch
really
what we
hear. It really is. And we need to ask Father God and, you know, just submit to him, submit to the word that we are hearing, that we are learning from. Oh, praise God and submit to him as our authority and say, Father God, increase my faith. Oh, build up my faith. Father God, I am your child. I am the student. You are the teacher. Tell him that. You are the teacher, Lord. I am truly submitting myself to you, and I really desire this miracle. Teach me how to receive this miracle in my life. He will do it. He loves you so much. He will do it for you.
Amen. Amen. You know, Barbara, before we get out of here today, I want to pray a prayer of healing and confession, and I believe God will honor this, and that as our friends are listening to this message, I want to just tell you, I want to address your issue. I want to tell you, you can be healed today as you're listening to this tape. Barbara and I believe in the Word of God.
Oh, amen.
We are anointed because the Word of God is anointed, and Jesus even gave us a clue. He said, now here's how to approach this. In Luke 4:18, he stated it. He said, I am anointed to preach the gospel, to heal the poor, to give sight to the blind, and so on.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're also anointed because of the Word, not because we're special people. You can be anointed too if you get the Word of God in you, and then when you pray, you can see people healed.
Praise the Lord.
That's the way it works.
Oh, that is.
Go by the ways of God.
Hallelujah.
Are you ready to pray?
Yes, I am.
Father God, give us the perfect prayer for our friends that are listening today. Speak through us. Father God, by the anointing that removes the burden and destroys the yoke. So, Father God, today we lift up our friends right now. We command that spirit of infirmity to leave their lives. And, Lord, I say that the spirit of healing and joy and peace and restoration is coming. Lord, let them receive that into every vital organ of their body. Let it go into their heart, into their bloodstream, into the bone marrow, into their nervous system, into their heart and lungs and stomach and brain. Father God, let it go down the spinal column. Lord God, give us a blood transfusion with the mighty blood of Jesus. Father God, let us see that healing is ours today. It belongs to us because of who Jesus is. He came to give us life and life more abundantly. So we thank you for that today. Now, I want you to say this confession. I'm going to say it, and then Barbara will say it. I want you to say it with Barbara.
Thank you.
But Lord Jesus,
I declare,
you're my Savior.
You're my Savior.
You're my healer.
You're my healer.
You've taken the sin out of my life.
You've taken the sin out of my life.
The unforgiveness.
The doubt and fear.
Sprinkle my heart. With your blood, Jesus. Take away any heart of unbelief. And give me great faith. I want to be a strong faith person. So I thank you today, Jesus. For teaching me the ways of healing. I want to be healed. I want to pray for healing. And see others healed. Thank you, Jesus. We have a miraculous message. To give to our friends. We want to enjoy divine health. That's part of your divine prosperity. We can be healed. We can live above sin. And sickness. Thank you, Jesus. For bearing my sickness. In your body. For by your wounds. I was healed at the cross. If I was healed at the cross. I'm still healed.
I'm still healed.
Let me affirm and confess my healing.
Let me affirm and confess my healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I have a new revelation.
I have a new revelation.
Of who you are.
Of who you are.
You're highly motivated to keep your word.
You're highly motivated to keep your
you
word.
You enjoy keeping your word.
You enjoy keeping your word.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am healed today.
I am healed today.
Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus, I love you.
And Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Isn't that good news?
Praise God.
Praise God. Well, folks, if you've not written to us and you're listening to this message, if it's been a blessing to you, write to us. Darren in Denver, Box 37367, Denver, Colorado, Zip 80237. Let us know about your progress in the Word, how your faith is increasing, and we'll believe and we'll rejoice right along with you. God bless you, and we'll see you next time.